As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at dana4hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free, and it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I mean, honestly, this is kind of what I would do too if I, you know, was like a squatter. The squatter stuff just absolutely amazes me. A Florida woman was found eating a sandwich after she moved into a multi-million-dollar home while the owners were on vacation. Yeah, okay. So, I love this whole, like, headline and subhead. So, the subhead is, police found the woman wearing an Athleta dress that reportedly belonged to the owner. What? So, she was arrested. Police, like, went into the kitchen. She moved in while the owners were out of town on a trip. 54-year-old Luisa Villa of Fort Myers. She moved in the Bonita Springs home along with her dog while the owners were gone. A maintenance worker found her when he went to check on the house, and then he found a suitcase by the front door, heard a dog barking when he entered. Then he immediately called the owners, who alerted the police. The police came over, and they found her in the kitchen eating a sandwich and wearing the dress belonging to the owner. She told police that she was the owner and she had just bought it. However, she was asked to show proof of ownership and she provided the officers with fake documents. They said they were three different pieces of paper with certificate of ownership, all which had the same notary stamp. They said none of them had like an official deed or a bill of sale. They didn't even have a proper state seal on them. None of it. And so they don't know how she was able to get into the house. Because they couldn't find signs of breaking and entering. The woman admitted to police that she stole the dress, which was $180, but she offered to reimburse the owner for it. So this broad's in Lee County Jail on charges of larceny, burglary, fraud, resisting an officer, and she's held on a $21,500 bond. So in July, authorities in Fort Lauderdale removed 10 squatters from a multi-million dollar property that was in just left damaged and infested with bugs. I'm very much castle doctrine. So if you squat, you're going to drop. That's kind of how that's how I look at it, because that's how it is. All right. So I cannot. All right. So a couple of other things here. Technical difficulties galore today. So I'm trying to get it in, but I'm having some problems pulling some stuff up for you on my giant 4.5 foot. My giant 4.5 foot screen. Good heavens. It is. It's that crazy. All right. So I'm going to try this browser. So, oh my gosh. Otters. I don't know what. A Florida man was attacked by a rabid river otter while feeding ducks. This is in Palm Beach County. A wild river otter. Oh, by the way, it totally tested positive for rabies. Ooh. Viciously attacked a 74-year-old Florida man while he was feeding ducks at a pond in Jupiter, Florida. It happened last week. So he's at the pond, something that he does regularly. He turned around, and that's when he heard the ducks quickly fly away. And then he spotted the river otter. He backed away, but the otter ran after him, causing him to fall. It's like a horror movie. Like you fall, like everybody falls in a horror movie. And it attacked him for several minutes. The man had more than 40 injuries, mostly bites and scratches on his legs and arms. He was taken to the hospital. He has been released. Before going at the man with food, the dog, river otter also attacked a dog, bit the dog's nose. Hopefully the dog is okay and they can, but they did go after the, otter. They said it was a healthy weight, but it was acting weird. He was euthanized and tested for rabies and it was confirmed by Florida Department of Health. Ooh, stick with us. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Did you hear the story of this 95-year-old veteran who was kicked out of his nursing home to make a way for housing illegal immigrants? 95-year-old Frank Tomorrow. This is in Staten Island. It's an assisted living home, and they are turning it into a facility to help with New York City's overflow of illegal immigrants. He's a 95-year-old Korean War veteran. He said he was given less than 2 months' notice to figure out where he was going to live after his nursing home that he lived in was sold to become a facility for illegal immigrants. Listen to some of this, because he was talking about this in a press conference in Staten Island. This is insane. Listen.
It was very disgraceful what they did to the people in Island Shores. They gave us time to get out, but they never said when, and they never said they were going to get us out. And then one day, there's a thing on the board, a notice on the board, you got to be out by March 15th. I think that gave us like a month and a half to find out where we're going to go. I thought my suitcases were going to be on the curb because I'm not that fast. If it wasn't for my daughter, they would have been on the curb. But that's what it happened, and that was it. I said, no, 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 you're not moving me. And they said, yes, 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 we are. And everything was done behind closed doors.
I think apparently some said that some of the veterans have been evicted. They were staying at a hotel on vouchers. I mean, I told you the story of one of my friends who was going to Massachusetts for an event that their kids were involved in. It was out in the burbs, and their hotel reservations were canceled because the hotel they were housing illegal immigrants. They're taking all the overflow. And so they're scrambling because that was like one of like two or three hotels in the area. And it was, you know, it's a suburban town. So there's a limited number of hotels. They're trying to figure out where to stay. But they canceled the reservations that they made like 4 months ago so that they could house illegal immigrants there. And, you know, it's probably also taxpayer funded as well. What does that say of a country that you're kicking out your veterans so that people who enter the country illegally get free room and board? I mean, that's not hyperbole. It's not exaggeration. That's literally what's happening. I'm amazed with this. This judge, in Staten Island, they said they're pushing back against it. They have some of their local representatives, and then they also have the representative Nicole Maliotakis, who's been a critic. She was the one who held the press conference yesterday to discuss this, because this was audio from late yesterday. This isn't it. All the people that voted for this, I mean, I don't believe in, quartering soldiers, but I think if you're voting to undermine the sovereignty of the United States by allowing our government to ignore entry laws, then why don't you quarter some of these illegal immigrants in your home so that veterans don't have to be pushed out of theirs? When we told people this was going to happen, they called us racist. They said we were racist, when even though it has nothing to do with race. This is applicable in any sovereign country. We told people this is what's going to happen if you just allow people to flood across the border. You have no idea who's coming in. You have no way of even knowing whether or not a kid that comes in is with people who are their parents. I told you the story. The New York Times wrote about this. This is not even like it came from redstate.com. This is our Daily Wire. It was the New York Times that wrote how under DHS, under this administration, there were like something like 200,000 kids that were brought in. Half of those, they have no idea where they went. They just lost track of them. And then half of that, they believe, may have been into labor or other trafficking. And then there was an additional follow-up story where they found all these kids that had been, you know, underage kids working in, and that was just a small percentage, working in factories, etc. Like adults show up to fill out the job application, and then it's the kids that show up to do the work. And a lot of these kids are brought in. They don't really want to come in. They're brought in kind of by themselves just to get other groups of adults in and who claim that they're, you know, they have a familial relationship. There's been no concern about any of that. The only time that they bring cameras down there or they pretend to care about kids at the border is when we pointed out the inordinate amount of young men that were coming across the border. And then all of a sudden, the very next day, oh, here's a group with some kids. Watch them as they army crawl under barbed wire. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right here. So we got the debates tonight, as you guys know, and we're going to, I'll be following up with a write-up about that later on Substack. This Social Security agency is demanding that Americans pay them back after overpaying. A bunch of reports have indicated that some people have been receiving demands from the Social Security Administration to pay the agency after they were overpaid on their benefits. According to the published reports, the issue tends to arise when the agency overpays people who receive workers' compensation payments. A recent IG report found that the administration collected about $5 billion in repayments in 2022. $22 billion still remains outstanding. So what are you telling me, that some people got stuff that they weren't supposed? I mean, that's our government. Yay. It's our government. So great. You're so excited. CVS says it's going to close 9 additional stores. Look at it. Because crime. Yay, crime and everything else. Walgreens, Rite Aid, etc. CVS. CVS says they're closing 900 stores. There are 3 more big pharmacy chains that are shutting locations and cutting hours. They said that because of rampant shoplifting at the store, they're going to have to come up with a new retail footprint strategy. And they're not the only ones that are having to do this. They said that they're shuttering these locations, cutting hours for pharmacists. They're trying to cut costs. No one cares about them cutting costs. Just let people steal your stuff, right? It comes out of the ether. Like, no, I mean, no one else's time is used into making this, right? Just let them steal it. So Commander, the German Shepherd from the Bidens, did anyone honestly think that the Bidens, their dogs, were going to be any better than their kids? I mean, when you don't, a dog, you can just tell the sheer and total chaos of this administration, because you have this German Shepherd, you have these dogs. Commander said, the report is that he bit like the 11th Secret Service agent, or the 11th biting incident for this dog. You know why? Because they don't set down limit. They don't train their dogs is why. They just get these dogs because they like the appearance of having these dogs, but they don't get off their asses and actually train them. I mean, do you honestly think that that look at their kids. They're drug addicts, strung out. They live at the White House. They're doing, you know, shady business. They're with prostitutes and making videos of themselves and all kinds of stuff. Did you honestly think that these dogs were going to turn out any different from the family that couldn't even raise their human kids? Oh, this is not this dog's fault. It's always a reflection on the owner. It always is. Good heavens. I'm sure this is just going to go so well. The CIA, I can't get this open for some reason, but apparently they're expected to roll out some kind of AI thing. Let's talk about tree equity. Woo! I know you're so excited about this. You're all fired up in your heart of hearts. The U.S. Forest Service is allocating more than $100 million in taxpayer money grants meant to achieve tree equity. Ooh! What? Yeah, that's Forest Service announced on September 14th that it has allocated over $1 billion towards expanding access to trees. Wait, what? Wait, let me stop right here. Expanding access to trees.
Wait, the same government that shuts down public parks?
Yeah. Shutdown?
Okay.
Man, I pray that they do that again this time because I am so going to violate all of those orders. So, Kane, define for me access to trees.
The ability to walk up to a tree.
Okay. I mean,
I'm guessing.
Yeah. So the tree equity term was designed by a conservation nonprofit. I think it's more of an environmentalist nonprofit called American Forest. They blame the lack of trees in minority neighborhoods on discrimination. Oh, my gosh. No. Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm not going to make it through this segment. It's not going to happen. So it's you know how they got the money, though, for this, right? It's the quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that didn't reduce inflation.
It increased it.
Yeah. So they're looking at tree equity. I don't even know what this. And then, Kane, you found tree equity score.
Yeah, it's apparently an app or something. But
you of course it is. This is so stupid.
Yeah, you can go on and find out things like the tree canopy in your particular neighborhood, the building density in your city, the surface temperature.
Stupid. Who cares?
The race makeup of your particular neighborhood.
Oh, of course. What the hell does that have to do with trees?
The income and employment levels of your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. I've got to get all that in there. Mm-hmm.
So
they want to make sure that people can actually access trees. And they need, man, if this is not a money laundering thing, then you're a dumb person. I want to have access to grass. We need more grass access. Grass-ess. That's what we need.
Grass equity.
Grass equity. So that you can touch grass. That's what we need. If you give me $100 million, I'm going to increase grass equity. That's how stupid this is. I have like a ton of different, but that one I just realized, I almost said it and it wasn't going to work. So tree equity, $100 million for grants to achieve tree equity. We're totally not going to put this in our pockets at all. It's going to be about accessing trees. How does this even actually work? Like, you realize that if you are, for instance, like one part of this, they're trying to compare like urban areas to suburban areas. Hey, guess what? In a city, there's less soil. Got to go see him, Kinnison. There's less soil in a city as opposed to like the country. So guess what? In areas where there's more concrete and a greater concentration of buildings and a higher concentration of population, you're going to probably have fewer trees because of the buildings. Not because there's some giant racist plan. It's because it's a city as opposed to like a suburb or a rural area where there's more land. There's not the concentration of buildings and concrete and roadways. And it's, I can't even believe I have to explain this. Do people understand the difference between like these different types of areas? $100 million on this. Damn, how do I get in on this racket? That's my question. Kane, we need to start grass-ass. Grass Access, Grass Equity, Grass Equity, Inc. That's what we need to do.
On one hand, I really enjoy your idea. On the
it's
other
amazing.
Hand,
amazing. It sounds great.
Extremely disappointed in our government for falling for this.
Falling or benefiting.
Or benefiting from this.
They, and through the order, Biden said, oh my gosh, quote, well, he didn't say it. Someone wrote it. The policy of my administration is that the federal government should pursue a comprehensive approach to advancing equity for all, including people of color. And like, who is saying, well, except those people. No one's saying that. People who have been underserved and marginalized and affected by like in unequal tree presence. He didn't say that last part, but that's basically what this is. So, trees.
So if you live in like
then plant some damn trees. No one's stopping anybody.
If you live in like a multi-level apartment building, get a small pot and get a bonsai tree.
You know why people in apartment buildings don't have tons of trees?
Why is that?
Racism.
Dang it.
I mean, you know what that sounds like? This let me tell you. When Democrats say this stuff, it sounds like they think all minorities live in apartments.
Right.
It sounds like they think all minorities live in cities. That's what I hear whenever I hear this stupid nonsense. Oh, well, it's there's a group. We need equity with tree access. What are you talking about? That's how white progressive trust fund socialists think. They think that, well, the minorities all live in cities. It shows you they never get out of their little racist Klan bubble. Golly.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.